Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prihodime ku vam každu nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, u pio četvrtoj hodine u Pittsburghu, a pio desijatoj hodine u Prijašovi. Ja jem din polovka, a dneska je nedilja 20. juna. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russin FM, and archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, June 20th, 2021. Today is Father's Day, and before we start, I would like to wish all of the fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, godfathers, spiritual fathers, and all fatherly-like figures a very happy Father's Day. We start off today's broadcast with an ochenash for all of the fathers who have already departed to their eternal reward, followed by Nyanku Nash Dorohui, our dear dad, for all of our fathers who are still around. Happy Father's Day. Mnohaya Iblahaya Lita for all of those fathers that are still around. And Vichnaya Yim Pamyat to all of the fathers who have already passed.
Nasitila tebe načekali, z jednoho cukríka radovali, to sobi sanovali drobnosti, nikda si ja nenajil do sitosti, to sobi sanovali drobnosti, nikda si ja nenajil do sitosti.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho-Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com. Next, we have my father, Jack Poloka, who was the co-host of this broadcast from our inception until his untimely passing in 2010, to give you a little insight about Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, godfathers, spiritual fathers, and father-like figures.
Father's Day is a celebration inaugurated in the early 20th century to complement Mother's Day in celebrating fatherhood and male parenting and to honor fathers and forefathers. The officially recognized date of Father's Day varies from country to country. In the U.S., the first modern Father's Day celebration was held on July 5, 1908, in Fairmont, West Virginia, inspired by Anna Jarvis's efforts to establish a Mother's Day. Mrs. Sonora Smart Dodd was a driving force behind the establishment of Father's Day. Her father, the Civil War veteran William Jackson Smart, reared his six children in Spokane, Washington, as a single parent. Although she suggested June 5th, the anniversary of her father's death, she did not provide the organizers with enough time to make the necessary arrangements. President Woodrow Wilson was personally feted by his family in 1916. President Calvin Coolidge recommended it as a national holiday in 1924. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson made Father's Day a holiday to be celebrated on the third Sunday of June. The holiday was not officially recognized until 1972 during the presidency of Richard Nixon. Ťa ňaňku náš ochranil.
stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life, GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. We're going to switch things up a little bit here, ladies and gentlemen. Even though today is Father's Day, we're going to change things up just a little bit because tomorrow, the 21st of June, is the longest day of the year, and Thursday, the 24th, is the feast of the birth of St. John the Baptist. And in Rusyn villages, in the homeland, they celebrate what is known as Nashya Tohoyana, the day of St. John. Also, Sobitka, Kupalo, Ivanden are synonymous names. It originally started as the pagan celebration of the summer solstice, because in the centuries past, the summer months in Rusyn villages represented a laborious time where working in the fields was necessary to maintain their meager semi-agrarian lifestyle. So they used this mid-summer harvest festival to gather strength for the upcoming harvest, and it also contained many fertility rites. And with the onset of Christianization by Saints Cyril and Methodius in the 9th century, they had to sort of get rid of these pagan traditions, but they transformed it into celebrations centered around St. John's Day. I'm not going to get too far into this discussion because you can go to YouTube and watch the presentation that I made a few years back on this very topic. To hear my entire presentation on Ivanden, a Carpatho-Rusyn Midsummer Festival, go to youtube.com, search for Carpatho-Rusyn Society, and you will see Ivanden, a Carpatho-Rusyn Midsummer Festival. YouTube.com, Carpatho-Rusyn Society, Ivanden. Next we have Nashya Tohoyana, as performed by Ketchera from Jakobjane. And after that, Oi Kupalo.
Už prišli chlopci. Ta poďme preskakovati sobotku, bo smoti, ako už veľké ohni. Bo hneď najdolša noč, hneď švatoho Jána.
Thank you.
Last week, when we had Maria Silvestri, president of the John and Helen Timo Foundation, on the program, she was discussing their collaboration with the Carpatho-Russen Research Center for the 2021 Summer Seminar Series. This year, the Summer Seminar Series will take place Monday, July 12th through Friday, July 16th. Topics such as a conversation on Carpatho-Russens, race and class, a book launch for Stephen Pugh's Vitaite, a lecture on Carpatho-Russian writer Andriy Karabelesh, and roundtable of young Carpatho-Russian professionals in America and Europe. So that is the 2021 Carpatho-Russian Research Center Summer Seminar Series in collaboration with the John and Helen Timo Foundation, Monday, July 12th through Friday, July 16th. At the time of recording this broadcast, the information has not been posted to their site, but for more information, as it becomes available, go to c-rrc.org. c-rrc.org. The Carpatho-Russian Society is looking for volunteers. If you are interested and have some time that you can donate to the Carpatho-Russian Society, we are looking for you. If you are interested, please email volunteer@c-rs.org. volunteer@c-rs.org, or call and leave a message with us at area code 412-567-3077. 412-567-3077. And a reminder that the 2021 nominating committee is still seeking names of members who could lead the organization as members of the National Board of Directors. If you or someone you know is a member of good standing in the Carpatho-Russian Society, which means they're current in their dues, able to participate in monthly board meetings, have internet access, able to actively participate, and fulfill their fiduciary duties to the organization, then please inform the Carpatho-Russian Society either through this email address, membership@c-rs.org, membership@c-rs.org, or call the Carpatho-Russian Society and leave a message at area code 412-567-3077. Nominations must be received by 11:59 p.m. on July 1st. So call the Carpatho-Russian Society at 412-567-3077. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinyu America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Join us again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM for another broadcast. If you are interested in listening to any of our archives, please visit our media site, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho-Russian Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org. Once again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, godfathers, and spiritual fathers. Namnohaya I Blahaya Lita. We'll talk to you all next Sunday. Trimaitesya Krasna Tujden. Zbohom. Печеме вам чарну.
Všetko pri ní čeľa doňka krásna, všetko pri ní čeľa doňka krásna.
A vošňanská sobitoňka
slába,
všetko pri ní čeľa doňka čeľa doňka
slála,
všetko pri ní čeľa doňka čeľa doňka
slála.
Po tej chlopci, po tej chlopci, po tej
chlopci,
Hey,
Mika!
ragașul, ia ci scâm hotari. Hei, mă las la ucirii, neancove imam. Ucili nyanjkove i mamy. Hej, jak się nauczymy zemlu obrabiati, hej, bidy i owodu nie budeme znati. Bidy i owodu, hej, bidy i owodu nie budeme znati.
Rusinil Amerika.